In 1986, we had only 150 megawatts. And we were not consuming all of it. No, because there was no infrastructure to pull this power to you people. So after this generated power, we had now to plan for the critical transmission infrastructure. When we stand here, we talk about Mirama Hills substation. The substation is very critical. It receives power, stabilizes it for onward transmission to other users. We have to inject in more transformers because every year we get people who connect power. But if you don't check on the transformers, then you will not have reliable power. Every evening when many people are at home and there is a lot of activity that use electricity, power blinks. That means the transformers are being overloaded. Most of the substations that we have in Uganda, some of them are bigger than you people, are older than you people. If you can close your eyes and try to figure out when these transformers were installed, they are very old. They are operating above capacity. And this is dangerous. So what Uganda Electricity Distribution Company is doing after taking over from Umeme is to make sure that we rehabilitate the network. And in rehabilitating the network, we inconvenience you because we switch you off, rehabilitate, switch on, switch these ones off. We are in that transition period of consequential inconvenience, which I'd like to beg that Ugandans give us chance as Uganda Electricity Distribution Company to rehabilitate the network, the rotten poles, the overloaded substations and overloaded transformers. With the support from Cabinet, from Parliament, I am sure that time will come when we are enjoying reliable and affordable electricity.